The United States reiterated its concern Monday about Iran's self-described peaceful nuclear program, which it said is not needed by such an energy-rich country and appears to only be a cover for an effort to acquire nuclear weapons. The United States has long been concerned by Iranian nuclear activities, but the worry has only been heightened by the revelation that Iran is building a massive uranium enrichment plant near the town of Natanz in the central part of the country. An Iranian opposition group exposed the existence of the plant last August with the release of commercial satellite photos of the Natanz site and another facility being built to process domestically mined uranium ore. Details of the Natanz plant began to trickle out following a visit to the facility by officials of the International Atomic Energy Agency last month. The Washington Post reported Monday that when the plant is completed in 2 years, it will have 5,000 uranium refining centrifuges and be capable of turning out enough enriched uranium to make several nuclear bombs each year. In a weekend television interview, Secretary of State Colin Powell said the new information has led U.S. authorities to believe that Iran has a far more robust program for nuclear weapons development than previously thought. At a briefing here, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said Iran's efforts, until recently, to conceal the Natanz plant can only add to suspicion about its nuclear intentions.
There's no economic justification for a state that is so rich in oil and gas, like Iran, to build these hugely expensive nuclear fuel cycle facilities. Iran flares off more gas every year than they would ever get from this, from these reactors that they're talking about building. States with peaceful nuclear energy programs have nothing to hide, and nothing to hide from the international community and the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran has done its best to hide these other nuclear fuel cycle activities.
U.S. concerns have been largely focused on the nuclear power plant Iran is completing with Russian technical help at Bushehr on the Persian Gulf, which officials say would provide Iran with technical expertise for the weapons effort. Spokesman Boucher said Iran agreed that Russia would provide all the fuel needed for the life of the Bushehr plant and take away any spent fuel, and that is another reason why it does not need an enrichment facility. He said the United States continues diplomatic contacts with the IAEA, Russia, and other potential supplier countries for the Iranian nuclear program to make sure, as he put it, that everyone is vigilant with regard to Iran. In a statement Monday, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said his country's nuclear activities are transparent and peaceful in nature, and suggested that recent U.S. comments are aimed at undermining Iranian cooperation with the IAEA. To buttress its case, Iran planned to give foreign news media access to the Bushehr plant site on Tuesday. The plant has been under construction in fits and starts since before Iran's Islamic Revolution in 1979. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.